It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. The pressure's going to be on Wednesday for baseball teams that lost in the wild cards. They're all up against it. The Tigers beat the Astros. And they get it done 3-1 at Minute Maid. Scuba was unbelievable. And now, today, the Astros have to win the game. Or they're finished. If the Tigers somehow upset them today, and it's the first game again today, then the Tigers move on to face the Guardians in the divisional series. It really is unbelievable when you think about it. How about the Royals? The Royals got it done. They won at Camden, 1-0. If they win today with Seth Lugo on the bump, they're going to move on to the divisional series. And that's just all there is to it. And it's just crazy what's going on. How about the Mets? They beat the Brewers 8-4 in Milwaukee. They kicked their ass. And now, after what Severino did, they have a shot today to eliminate the Brewers tonight. That game's at around 7:38 in Brewtown. And then the Braves are in trouble. They went to Petco and got blanked 4-0. Tatis hit a 2-run shot. And the Brewers win it 4-0. So the Braves have to win tonight in the late game in San Diego, or they are toast. What are the Brewers going to do on the base paths? You think of it, the Nationals. They had 223 stolen bases, were more active on the bases than the Brewers this year, who had 217 stolen bases. So you'd think they want to get on base. That's who they are. Steal bases. Move guys around. Score runs. You know, you look back at the Mets games in Milwaukee on Friday and Saturday, the Brewers went 9-for-9 in stolen base attempts. And Severino gave up 15 steals in 20 attempts during a regular season, but the Brewers didn't attempt a steal at all in game one. What happened to them stealing bases? And what happened to Adley Rutschman and his second half slump? Think of this. The 19 number one pick and a player that has not been the same hitter over the last 3 months since July 7th. He's batting 197 with a 0.274 on base percentage and a 0.282 slugging percentage with only 3 homers. McCann, the Orioles backup catcher, has more homers in September 4 than Rutschman did in the second half. But this is the postseason. Is this guy going to step up and do anything, or is he going to continue to slump? The O's slumped. They didn't do well in game one. The team had only 5 hits in the loss to the Royals, and Rutschman went 0-for-4 in the game. It's crazy. How about, let's go back to the Padres against opposing defenses. Think of this. Their strikeout rate is easily the best in the majors at 17.6%. The Astros are second at 19.3%, with the Royals third at 19.4%. For the Padres' opponents, more balls put in play means more chances for defensive mistakes. You know, bungling grounders, bad throws, misplaying line drives in the outfield. in game one, it was the long ball that gave the Padres the win on Tatis' shot to left, and it was a moonshot. Can the Padres follow that up by putting more pressure on Atlanta's defense and a chance to move on? Think of this, A.J. Hinch against the Astros. He's got a shot to knock off his old team. Remember, he ran them and won a world title in 17 in Houston. He's trying to beat his old buddies in the atmosphere he helped to create. The Tigers have talked about how Hinch has a sense of the moment. He knows what's going on. He knows what to say. He knows what to do when the clubhouse needs something from him. And he's going to be ready to rock and roll here again this afternoon. What about Bobby Witt and Salvi Perez and their slumps? They're not hitting. Think of this. For the second time we talk about this game here, the Royals and the Orioles at Camden, go back to the standard-setting performances of Ohtani and Judge this year with all of their home runs. 54 for Ohtani. Judge hit 58. But Witt, when you think about it down the stretch, he went from extraordinarily impressive to less impressive, hitting .275 with two homers and a .425 slugging percentage in his last 21 games. Perez hit .223 with 10 RBIs over his last 29 games. Their offense is very reliant on these two guys. They need to do something here. Will they get it going? Hits were at a premium yesterday, but Witt was the guy that came through when the Royals needed him most, driving in the only run of the game. So he won them the game. I like Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill, but they didn't really do anything in that game against Atlanta last night. We'll see if they can do anything tonight in the late game. It's going to be incredible. I want to see Lindor. He's got back issues, but he didn't have back issues on Monday when he hit that two-run bomb into the bullpen to help the Mets beat the Braves and get into the playoffs in game 161 on the season. What about Vinny P for the Royals? He's been out. Now he's finally back in the lineup. Is he going to be able to do anything in this game in Baltimore? All right, so let's look at the games. 2:30, Tigers and Astros. Tigers are plus 150 for the upset. Astros are favored at minus 180 right now. It looks like Tyler Holton against Hunter Brown in this one. Everyone thinks the Astros are going to win. They got a 55% chance to win this game. We'll see if they can get it done. Again, 2:30, this one is on ABC. As for the Royals and Orioles, 4:30 in Baltimore. Kansas City's plus 130 on the money line. Orioles are minus 155. Seth Lugo has been great all year against Zach Eflin, both right-handers. They're giving Baltimore a 56.8% chance to win the game. Let's see if they can get it done or if Kansas City is going to move on. 7:30, Mets and Brewers at Milwaukee. Again, the Mets are even money for the upset. The Brewers are minus 120. Sean Manaea is going to go for the Mets. Frankie Montas is going to go for the Brewers. And Manaea has been great this year, 12-6. He's come up big. He's never done well in the postseason. 0-3, they're giving the Brewers a 52.6% chance to win that game. And then the late game at Petco in San Diego. So Cali Cal, 8:30. It's Braves Padres. And if you look at the odds for this puppy going into this game, the Braves are minus 105. San Diego's minus 115. Max Fried Chicken against Joe Musgrove in a dandy. They're still giving San Diego a 55.2% chance to win. Those are obviously the people that think they know more than everyone else. But the reality is we got four more kick-ass playoff games on a Wednesday. I'll see you on Pharrell Coast to Coast from 3 to 6. We'll have on the two games, the Tigers-Astros game and the Royals-Orioles games. We'll at least have those two cooking during the show when we're on 3 to 6 on Sports Grid TV. It's Pharrell on the bench.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.